UN's High Commissioner on Refugees says it's time to start thinking about the future of Ukrainian refugees, particularly those abroad. The commissioner was in Ukraine last week to observe the deteriorating humanitarian situation amid Russia's continued strikes on civilian infrastructure. He also sat down in Kyiv with NPR's Ashley Westerman.
UNHCR leader Filippo Grandi says things have changed since his January visit. Ukrainians are relieved the U.S. finally voted to send a new aid package to help fight Russia. But now they have new worries.
The anxiety this time is around this energy crisis, because I think the systematic targeting of power infrastructure is profoundly impacting society here, and uncertainty of around whether they can prepare in time for winter is really very strong.
Ukraine is currently running at a 30 to 35% energy deficit, which translates to scheduled power cuts for millions and unscheduled ones for millions more. During his trip, Grandi announced that UNHCR would give Ukraine $100 million to prepare for winter, for rebuilding and fortifying homes, as well as giving out cash so people can buy their own supplies. In addition, Grandi says the rise of anti-refugee rhetoric in parts of the West has a lot of people talking.
There are two things to be considered there. Will there be governments that more resolutely will move towards a more negative policy to Ukrainian refugees? It's possible. And I think there is some apprehension in Ukrainian refugee communities. And will there be a decline in the welcome by the local community? Because in the end, you know, the government is one thing, but refugees have to live in a community. But the risk is there. And this is why it is as important to support refugees as it is important to start thinking about their future, including their future in Ukraine. Not because we want anybody to be kicked out, but because this may be at some point a better option for them. So it's a mixed picture, but yeah, for sure, all this discussion, refugees out, we don't want the invasion, you know, all this, frankly, inhumane and rather pointless, if I may say, rhetoric, is worrying for the people who must enjoy that welcome.
More than 6 million Ukrainians who left after February 24th, 2022, remain outside the country. To help people decide if they want to return, Grandi says the UNHCR and the Ukrainian government have launched an online platform called Ukraine is Home.
We know that many people are exploring that option, but want to have more information about the situation in their area of origin, about what documentation they may need, about how they can claim compensation for destroyed apartments. So we would like to be more strategic, more systematic, more helpful in helping people making this decision. Also to send a message to countries hosting for a long time, this is not forever.
Grandi says there are many things that can be done to make Ukraine a place people want to come home to.
What does that look like?
We should not fool ourselves. The most important issue, what would trigger, I am persuaded, large movements of return, is peace, is the end of indiscriminate bombings, airstrikes, and all the hardship that is caused by that. If there was an end to that, that would be the main trigger.
Grandi says, in the meantime, UNHCR will work with Ukraine to try to make it a place of safety and economic and social stability as best they can. Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Kyiv.